single, I have a lot of time on my hands, and I've always been volunteering for something. I did prison ministry for 8 years, but for another about a 9-year period, I volunteered for a government-funded death and dying organization. And they called me and said, "We have a young man in stages of his life, and we want you to go visit him, befriend him." And that's what we were there for, just to be a friend. Of course, I always got the gospel out. And I went over to visit him, and he was really in bad shape. I helped him get out of bed because he just had spent so many hours there. He just kind of wanted to sit up for a while. And in just talking to him, I said, "You know, it must really be afraid or scary for you. And you must be afraid." He says, "Well, you know, I'm not afraid of dying, but I'm terrified of what's on the other side. And everybody I talk to tells me something different. I open my mouth." What an opener. I mean, you know, open my mouth, the phone rang. It's his mother. I talked for 15 minutes, and he says, "Dan, I really want to hear what you have to say. I'm so exhausted. Can you help me get back to bed? Come back in the morning. I really want to hear what you have to say." I got a call that night that he went into a coma, and they put him in the hospital. He died the next day. A friend talked to me, maybe a month later. He said, "You realize that he lived with a Bible church pastor and his wife for about 3 months. Hope they share the gospel with him." Another event, I live in a retirement home. They have about 700 people that live there. Every Saturday morning, the management provides coffee and donuts, and just a time for the residents to get together, get to know one another. So Saturday morning is my main evangelism event of the week. And I am listening to any God word or any opening, you know. Great. Love it. And I really found the how important it is to quote Scripture. We've gone over that here. Those words are powerful. And several times in the conversation, maybe 8 or 9 people around the table, somebody says something, and I just, you know, there's a passage in the Word to quote it. A couple of ladies came over to me and says, "You know, Dan, I really appreciate you quoting Scripture. It's just so powerful." Oh, thank you. Now there's a Catholic lady that sits at the table. You know, I come in and she'll call me, "Hey, come on over, Dan, sit here." They call me Bible Dan. Yeah. So I sit down and she said, "Okay, Dan, what is the word for today?" So what you saying? "What scripture verse are you going to quote to us today?" Now, next Saturday, it's going to be "For the wages of sin is death." Yeah. "But the gift of God is eternal life." Yeah. And another verse I'm waiting is the one about "No man comes to the Father but by me." Because she said, "There's many ways to God." So that's going to be the passage for her, you know. But it's, you know, the power in just the words. You'll have people tell you, "The Bible's just written by man." And I think, yeah, it is, inspired by God. And then I go right on, and then within, you know, the next comment or two, I'll get a verse out there. And you can just see on the looks on their faces the power of that verse. Those are powerful words. So I shared that with John. Thank you. Yeah.
Those things that he's saying, we've tried to convey. The power's in the verses. It's in the Word. I got to tell you something else Dan said when I asked him, because he was telling me these testimonies. We were just talking, and I said, "Man, we need to hear these things." You know, so I said, "Do you have a couple of testimonies you could tell us tonight?" And he looked at him and he said, "Do you know how old I am? Do you know how long I've been saved?" And his point was, how many can I tell? You know, he's got hundreds. So if you want to just sit and talk with him about different testimonies, that first one was really a powerful one, but kind of think, "Oh, man." But that tells you how it might be the last opportunity to actually get to share the gospel with somebody. So thanks, Dan. I cannot tell you how much we absolutely appreciate Dan and his efforts in the ministry there with the technology stuff. On Sunday mornings, when we get there to set church up and everything, Of course, the boys are usually with me if they're not playing hockey or something like that. But they're there quite often. Of course, Josh is always there too, and everything's in Arizona now. But Dan and Ken are always there. They're always there helping us set to Dan. He gets there, first thing he does is start what? Sweeping the parking lot. I'm telling you, picks up all the trash, sweeps the parking lot and everything. And in a local ministry, you know, it's all the work of the ministry. And you do it you could ask Dan, why do you do something like that? Nobody's paying him. You know, right? Yeah, actually he's the treasurer. Maybe we better check the book. But you know, it really is. The work of the ministry, there's a lot of things that need to be done. We always can use and request and ask for help. But we really appreciate the work that is done behind the scenes. I think we really appreciate that. Okay. All right. How's everybody doing so far tonight? Doing good? Okay. Does anybody want to come up? I need two volunteers. We're going to real quickly go through the gospel. Come on up, Allison. Come on up. Who wants to share the gospel with Allison? Real quick. Okay. Zoe, did you have your hand up too or not? You did or did? Okay. Well, Joe was the one that had his hand up. Joe, come on up. Come on up. Oh, Christy has. Okay, all right. Joe just had a hand up. Christy, come on up. Come on. What we want to do is this. Just. Here we go.
Well, I
see
the person that doesn't know.
Well, okay. All we want to do is this. We want to just kind of reinforce in our mind the issues of the gospel. So if we're going to talk with somebody about the gospel, you're just starting a conversation. So the way we're going to set this up is you guys know each other, pretty good friends and everything. So you're comfortable with talking to each other, all right? And they just want to share the gospel. So
it can't be
in this,
hard to get here.
What's that?
It can't be hard to get
right. So you're friends, in other words. Okay. So which one should we have be the saved person, the lost person?
She's saved. I've already been saved.
Okay. All right. So all you're trying to do in sharing the gospel, remember, you're trying to demonstrate, establish three points. We want to do this in maybe two or three minutes, so just real quick, okay? Point number one is what? Man's got a problem. That's true. You're asking permission, but let's say that you guys are already talking and so forth. So point number one is what? Man has a problem, all of sin. Point number two is? Redemption's in Christ. That God's solution. And point number three is? Faith in the blood. That's all you're trying to do in sharing the gospel. And then remember when Brother Jordan came up to clarify what to tell them to do, instead of asking them, would you like to trust Christ, what was clarified?
Will
you trust Christ now? Okay. So just, again, let's just kind of bring it together. 2 minutes. Cameras are running. And you've already started the conversation.
Okay.
Okay.
Already started the conversation.
Yeah, so you're already talking about baseball. So if I can show you based upon God's word.
Right. So, okay. Give me just a second. I had a similar situation a week ago.
Okay.
So you're saying that
somebody. But remember, what you want to do is you want to try to be as specific as possible with the problem, God's solution, and then their response. The response is faith alone and the blood of Christ alone. So that's hopefully something you can take with us this weekend. All right, we're going to continue on. We're going to sing number 14. Let's all stand, sing number 14 here.